And I think that just that flipped the switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
Listening to Jim and Them, episode 860, part two. My name is New Metal Mike Steele. I love System of a Down. I love Taproot. You know, all the big new metal bands. They're the ones that I love, and I'm never going to stop loving them. Just like the guy to my left is never going to stop loving being so dope, Mr. Jeff Murphy!
I can't stop being dope. I can't stop being dope. You're the dope. The dope is on you.
Whoa.
The dope. The dope. It's dope is in my balloons. You know, we had a big development this week. Women are doing big things.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we shot women into space, baby. Sent Katy Perry on a chimp mission, but it came back. And what came back was even darker than we could imagine. She got bombarded with cosmic rays. Gail Kim is fucking stretching out left and right. Katy Perry's a rock monster. And then turned Jeff Bezos into, I don't know, Herbie the Robot. I think they should have sent real celebrities like famous Los Angeles Laker Gay Allen. They could have sent him up and he would have been like... Or they could have sent up Gay Lewis from the Ravens. And he would have been like, die, mother... Die, die! I don't know. It's a fucking... I got lots of stuff I'm working on, but not for the show.
Hey. Is it in there? You call him Gay Lewis?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Or he's also Ray Allen and Ray Lewis.
When I do it on stage, I do Gay Trump into Gay Allen, and then Gay Lewis is also just say, Ray Lewis.
That's what I was trying to track. I was like, it'd be funny if just you're out of nowhere just calling him Gay Lewis, and everyone's like, why is he called him that?
No, yeah. Well, yeah, because I tried also going like, stab, stab. Because remember he stabbed two people in self-defense to death?
Oh, yeah. He's killed some people.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. They're not all bangers, but whatever. Fuck it. Fuck
they you. Can't all be bangers.
What is happening?
Huh? It's a caller.
Oh, I know. But it's the intro.
Who's on the line?
Who's on the line? How do you guys get back on the air?
Oh, no.
I thought I got rid of you for good. Hold on.
Hang up so I can
Jessica?
Introduce you.
Just
hang yeah, up. We're already back, dude. It's the intro.
Yeah, hang right up and I'm going to introduce
hold on,
you.
I got to find my mouse. There it is. All right, later, man. You know we're back. Thank you. He got us back on the air, though.
You know who's actually on the line? You Mr. Jim Scampoli!
Yo. Thank you so much for that fine intro. Welcome, everyone. This is part two. I did want to, before I forget...
Before I forget! Sorry, I love nu metal so much, and yeah. Now I'm just thinking about Slipknot.
We got a couple, E-Rock got us a couple cameos, although it was supposed to be one cameo. It turned into two because...
That sounds like the way things often progress with Eric, is that it's supposed to be one thing and then it balloons into other things.
Well, because the person did such a bad job on the first one that he did. He rightfully complained, or at least not even necessarily complained, but just was like, hey, Cameo, this is really bad. Can I get a redo? And it's someone from our history. Ooh. It's someone from Jim and Them's past.
Oh boy.
Someone who was long thought to be dead and actually could still be dead. But maybe this is from the grave. Who knows?
Wait. And the first one was bad? No.
Are you filling in the blanks? Do you know who it could be?
A fellow
Telchit Martin PhD, thank you. You freaking ingrate, Mike.
Oh no.
How you like this TTS? Blah blah blah. Yada yada, blah blah blah. I still love you. Signed, your mother, Kim Possible.
Oh yeah. Man, she gave you the long TTS to get you annoyed. Thank you, Kim.
Fellow low serve ill alumnus.
Yes,
I believe.
Yeah. Yes, you are right. Riff Raff, everyone. If you don't know, if you're new to Jim and Them, we actually have a storied history with Riff Raff.
R.I.P.
Going
he's
back,
he's resting in piss.
Yeah, he's absolutely resting in piss. Actually, I think now that the old channel's back, there's a few of the videos you can find in our history here, where we were doing this thing where we were killing people with kindness. We were trying to get them to do an interview on the show, and Riff Raff was one of them, just because it's like, hey, funny goof, like let's get Riff Raff on the show.
Well, wasn't he within like a video with those girl rappers that you guys liked for a little bit?
Yeah, Creation and Lil Debbie. But who was the other one that said the N word?
V-Nasty.
Yeah, V-Nasty said the N word, didn't she?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
So we kind of like him isn't the right word, but he was kind of a part of that.
Yeah, it was like
a thing we were doing on the show for a bit.
And I guess in his defense, it was the thing he was going for. He was meant to be the goof rapper. We liked him as a goof.
Yeah.
So a lot of people, listeners tweeted at him. We got his attention. He agreed to do an interview, and then he was just a big piece of shit about it. He was a flake.
Yeah, flaked 100 times.
He basically, like, we got his number. He gave us his number for the interview. He, like, set up times to do it.
I just suck at everything I do.
Welcome, Bree. Welcome to the Wolf Pack. Thank you so much for joining. We try to be flexible. It's like you don't have to call during the show. Like, we could record an interview in a different time, whatever it might be. And then he was like, yeah, just call me whenever you're doing the show. And by accident, like, we called him a bunch of times. Of course, he never answered. And by accident, he answered his phone one time. And we tried to do the interview. It was one of the worst things that ever happened. He was on the line for a few minutes and then, like, said he had to go and then hung up. Then we had this beef with his manager or his agent at the time, Max Albert. I think I still have his number somewhere. But then he died. He tragically passed away after all of that. But apparently his ghost is still out there doing stuff like Low Serville and cameos. So this was the first attempt at a cameo through E-Rock for the show Jim and Them. Here's your boy.
Dan Tony, Wangs of America, from Eric over there to Jim, Jeff, Mike. Heard y'all are big fans. Appreciate that. Jim and Them are pop culture. They would love that. Okay? Folks, listen, here's the deal. It's from Eric over there, Jim, Jeff, and Mike. Your new names is Jim D'Antoni, Jeff D'Antoni, Mike D'Antoni. Eric, since you sent this, then we're going to go. Also, Eric and D'Antoni. All right? I don't know what y'all about to get into this summer, but I'm about to get really crazy. I ain't even got my edge up yet, so you are.
It's a fucking the loudest is, fan yeah, behind
the fan
him.
The fan is what makes it bad. The cameo is what I expect from a Riff Raff cameo.
I mean, it's still bad, though.
But it's what you expect from a Riff Raff cameo. But the fan and the crazy noise, that's the bad part.
That's a great fan, though. Look how big it is.
It's more so, I guess it's not so much his content, but it's his mumbling where I'm like, wait, what is he saying? Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, even our hero, Jameson Newlander, who's out in a windy park with a microphone, you could hear the wind, but at least you could hear what he was saying.
But he didn't give me a nickname.
Mike D'Antoni. Is it D'Antoni or D'Antoni?
D'Antoni.
D'Antoni. Mike D'Antoni, Jim D'Antoni.
Riff-raff trapped in a hurricane, dead man being talking.
Yes, thank you, Max. Yeah, I mean, maybe it's hard to hear because he is doing this from the grave.
Also, Eric and D'Antoni. All right. I don't know what y'all about to get.
He's got spirits swirling around him. It's like fucking when Indiana Jones opened the Ark of the Covenant.
To this summer, but I'm about to get really crazy. I ain't even got my edge up yet.
I like how he gets closer to the fan, so it gets louder at this point. Woof, 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 woof.
I ain't even got my edge up yet, so you already know.
It's like a fucking Vietnam flashback moment with the when you're staring up at the when you stare up at the ceiling fan and then you start going fucking crazy and stimming over your Vietnam trauma.
You already know. Swimming pools on shoulder blades. I'm just standing out of the way like lawnmower blades, D'Antoni.
D'Antoni. So yeah, it was what, 44 seconds total? Like if you take out the end thing.
Okay, so
I don't know, 43 seconds total.
So now we gotta see the bad one.
No, this was the bad one. I mean, I guess they're both bad. actually what happened? Let me see. I think he sent me the screenshot of what he sent to Cameo.
What he sent to the Better Business Bureau.
Yeah, right.
He sent a draft of the email he was about to send to the Better Business Bureau.
Let's see. Oh yeah, help. Help! I recently received a cameo from the artist Riff Raff. The request was simple. A simple shout out to my friends. What I got was an inaudible video of him walking around, not looking in the camera, and mumbling through the words I'd given him. I'd like to request another video from him as a redo. And I think all they did, they just gave him a refund. I don't think they even like requested a redo.
I would imagine that with some people, it's not even worth it, right?
They just gave him a refund, but then Riff Raff just did another one. Hell Riff Raff yeah. just sent him another one.
Wow. Isn't that good on him?
The ghost of Riff Raff is generous.
I think E-Rock pulled another
friendship
one of those.
Friendship arc?
Well, E-Rock pulled another one of those PayPal scams that he's known to do.
Yeah,
where
he's
just
good
gets,
at that.
He gets money back and gets extra things. So here we go. Let me get the second one.
He's in an F1 car.
Oh, no. Is it going to open?
Oh, it's a Trojan horse fire.
Oh, yeah. She's maybe really... it's a... yeah.
Jim's got a computer. He's backdoored. Yeah.
Y'all didn't know
deleted.
Jody Highroller was a hacker. Hack the planet. Hack D'Antoni.
Hack D'Antoni. Hold on, because it's not opening. Maybe I'll have to just play it from the site. One sec.
What the fuck? He got us.
Damn it. He got us.
Yeah, because I didn't watch the second one. I wanted to save it.
It's the long con. He got us after all these years. He's mad that we've been calling him dead.
Yeah, dude, you know he's upset.
Here it goes. Everybody just riding around.
Oh, yeah, it's louder. Okay, it is louder wherever he is.
You know, I guess Jim too loud. Now I'm on the highway. I'm on the side of the highway.
He
construction literally
he drove
right
around
me.
He drove around looking for construction. Like, yeah. Oh, this is perfect. This would be great for my D'Antoni friends.
Yeah, they love when I do this.
Here it goes. Everybody just riding around mullets, braids. Sometimes you just get looking rough, and that's just what it is. From Eric over there to Jim and Jeff and Mike. Listen, do you think Albert Einstein was worried about his hair when he was inventing electricity?
Right? All right, this one's better.
I can't get bad at
this
it.
This one's better.
I can't figure out what your brain thinks good and bad is anymore.
This no. one rules.
This is classic Peach Panther. This is classic Jody Highroller.
Eric over there to Jim and Jeff and Mike. Listen, do you think Albert Einstein was worried about his hair when he was inventing electricity? Okay, this is for the friends. And your friends, you know, this isn't Star Search, okay? I'm conveying the message. It's from Jim and them. Poppin' culture. I don't know what that means.
Poppin' culture.
I like
that. What I'm realizing, though, is...
This is good.
Did Theo Von steal Riff Raff's spot?
Yeah.
Because, like, Theo Von's just, like, a more coherent Riff Raff, kind of.
They did a podcast together, and it's awesome.
Yeah, it must be amazing. How is it not a series? How is it not their regular podcast?
I like both of them.
There's only one real-world guy that I care about, Jim. It's the fucking Miz.
Oh, yeah, the Miz rocks. But no, Theo Von does this like faux, like I say random stuff and I'm kind of dumb guy. I don't like him.
This is for the friends. And your friends, you know, this isn't Star Search, okay? I'm conveying the message. It's from Jim and them. Poppin' culture. I don't know what that means. I'm just conveying the damn Montclair message to you. All right? Y'all go out and have a good time. Enjoy the sunlight. You
Where
know,
is he?
A lot of people like to be vampires these days. That's cool.
He's doing what you do when, like, you have to, like, we know this on the show where sometimes it's like, well, I guess I have to rap. I guess suddenly I'm in a situation where I'm rapping, and so you're saying stuff, and you're like,
Obama. All right.
Do you guys have merch? I want a filth pig shirt. Ooh. Rolling on the floor laughing emoji.
Thank you, Bree. Yes, we do. And we do have filth pig shirts. You can find them at merch.jimandthem.com.
Let's go.
I swear I didn't set that up, but thank you for setting us up.
And so it's like when you say something, you're like, okay, I just said something.
Yeah.
And it, there's nonsense.
Now I got to fill but in it, time.
Now I got to branch off of that or find a way to like get back online. He's just doing that, but it's like a stream of consciousness.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people like to be vampires these days. That's cool. That's really cool. But what's even better is going outside.
Free from deception. Who's this riffraff guy? I've never heard of him until now. Seriously, what the fuck? This guy looks like a delusional, cringy, beta, pansy, train wreck, shit show girlfriend? Well, riffraff's like a rapper guy. He's, I guess he's an, like, you have to be kind of, maybe not extremely online. But, like, you'd seen him online, or, yeah, he was on the Loserville tour as the, what was he, the host?
Yeah.
But he also, I think he flaked out on a lot of that from what I've heard.
Which is smart.
Yeah. I mean, not if you're riffraff, though.
Cool. That's really cool. But what's even better is going outside, ride some bikes. Why don't you do that for a change? Give yourself a damn star. Star butt.
Star butt?
Is that what he said?
Is that like star butt?
Here it goes, butt.
Button?
Star butt.
Like a button?
Oh,
like
star a, button.
Like a gold star sticker, but he's just saying it wrong?
So, there you go. That's Riff Raff. Is Riff Raff from the Bay?
I don't think so. He's from Atlanta.
Oh,
I thought
Atlanta.
He's from Florida.
Yeah, is he from Orlando?
I think he's from Atlanta. I could be wrong. He's on G's.
Atlanta Chicks. Sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah, where the hell?
Yeah, it does.
That's where they make them white boys like that. Remember those twins that would fuck girls together?
No.
Who, the Island Boys?
Ooh, they just fuck each other.
Oh, he's from Houston.
Ah, shit.
Oh, weird.
That's way off.
H-Town? Yeah. He's from H-Town?
Yeah, he's from H-Town represent, man.
Huh.
But there you go. Thank you, E-Rock, for that cameo. Thank you, Riff Raff.
Use the wrong plural.
From Rising. Thank you, Riff Raff, for Rising from the Dead to record that for us.
Star butt.
Let me see. Oh, okay. Actually, you know what? One of our favorite things here is...
Will and Don.
Carrot cake.
No, it's not Will and
Don. Piece of carrot cake.
trying to figure out if, like, internet weirdos or retards are real or if they're, like, in on it.
Yeah,
or
we love doing
one
that.
Of, at least it's one of my favorites.
We love breaking that down.
Because we haven't checked in on just, like, random TikTok weirdos, but someone tagged me in this guy's video.
Is it a friend of the show, perhaps?
This is a, like, I've never seen this person before.
Okay.
But someone tagged me in this video, and I appreciate it because it is like, it's a weirdo, but I can't tell if they're in. I didn't want to watch too much, so I didn't want to have a judgment on if they're in on it or not. But hold on, let me pull this up.
This is for new people. This is what we love to do. We love to find, because we don't like an inauthentic weirdo.
Yes.
Love ourselves an authentic weirdo.
Where someone's like putting it on just for clicks or because it's like that's your, like Riff Raff almost is kind of like
or
that.
If they were authentic, realize, oh, people like me because I'm that, like this way. And then they turn that into their like house style. We don't like that either. We want someone who has no clue that they're weird. And then we can be like, oh, look how weird they are.
Hey, my name is Crazy N-word F-word-tard, and I changed my name to that. My birth name was David Grady Hughes. But if I was to change my name again, I would change it so I had no last name. Now, there's two ways to do that. Either you change your name to not having a name at all, or you change your name to an endless series of names that never end.
So he says his name was... N-word, F-word, retard?
Yeah, he did.
Jim, I'm going to take a wild guess. Also considering that the N-word is directly behind him in the video.
Is it?
And guess that even... this guy is 100% in on the joke.
Is he in on it, you think?
I think he might be in on it.
I choose the second because I would be the first to sit on an infinite pile of names.
But do you think this is like a functioning retarded person that's edgy as fuck, but like they don't quite get it?
Well, yeah, but that, well,
but
I think
that still counts.
I think
you know what I mean?
Think it's a functioning like retard that's edgy, But I also think that they know 100% what they're doing right
okay,
now.
Okay, well, let,
I think
let's
that
take a
this
look.
Video is doing what it's meant to do, yeah. not accidentally.
And so will the judges let me do that legally, constitutionally? Do I have the freedom, the free speech, the name freedom to change my name to either no name at all or an endless, endless series of names?
I wish the little man on his forehead was like Maui. Like Maui's tattoo, and it would like look
like
at
move
it,
around
look at
and
like,
yeah,
what,
yeah.
What are you talking about, Chalmette? Hey, or like,
hey, N word,
retort. Stop saying, don't say words like that.
Geez, I could really get into this one.
Well, since I don't care
is there on the phone?
About
no, sir,
laws.
You're gonna have to be N word, F word, retard.
The judge,
we're not letting you change it again.
He's in Zoom court.
It's that, yeah, that black judge that's always on Zoom court.
Yeah,
catch up people.
Lady and free speech, I'm not gonna try and fight that fight because crazy N word, F word, tard is already more than I can chew. I bit off more than I can chew. I'm getting sounds removed. I'm getting in trouble again and again and again because of my legal.
Is it also like a special kind of like sadness when you see a person that's like,
yes,
so needs attention? Like, because he's got like tattoos on his face. Yeah. Like, he's just doing anything he can just to get attention or views or whatever it might be.
It is sad, but not enough to truly feel any extended, like prolonged sympathy. Like the observation is the amount of time that you're allowed to be like, oh, it's a bummer. Like, but when the sentence is over, it's already been too long. Because like, even just what he's saying now is like, what? It's just my legal name. It's just what? That's like what a kid does in school when he's like, what? All I'm saying is hell. A copter.
But that's what I mean. But could he be developmentally stunted where he's in sixth grade for like his whole life? That's why he's like, give me tattoos on my face. Call me N-word, F-word, tard.
Please, Mr. Retard was my father's name. Call me N-word.
It would kind of be a blessing in disguise, though, to just live the bliss of being in seventh grade for your whole life. Kind of like how the positives of having dementia is you get to relive your best memories, even though you get to relive your shit ones, too. Mm-hmm. But
and you get to scream at your loved ones and forget about it.
And shit your bed and all that bad stuff. But, like, in your mind, it's all this good stuff could be happening.
It's terrifying. I don't know.
Huh?
Isn't it, like, terrifying, I think?
That's what Big Pharma wants you to think.
I think Big Pharma is why you feel sorry for this guy. Big Pharma wants you to feel bad for this guy.
I think Big Pharma wants you to think that dementia is not heaven on earth.
Justified.
Scarecrow in the chat. His nose looks like a tripod.
Ethical, responsible name. Crazy N-word, F-word, tard reduces racism, homophobia, ableism, and sanism.
True.
In a movement to end injustice. To censor that is wrong.
He's like if Jeff Goldblum was actually crazy instead of just acted kind of like, ooh, I'm Jeff Goldblum.
Because I think this was another one. This is some of his more, I think this is his numbers because I only saw like a screenshot.
Vision for
humans this guy is different. New numbers. I have seen this.
Have you seen this guy before?
Wait, making new numbers?
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that what these? I didn't know if this was an equation. Again, I didn't watch this, it.
It might be a different guy. I have seen a guy trying to make an argument for new numbers, and they're all just regular numbers squished together.
They just kind of put two numbers together to make a new number. Yeah, because I see a 7 and a 6 together and a 5 and a 3.
He just kept trying to draw a swastika and fucking it up. It's like, oh, fuck.
Have you tried my new cereal? It's called Frosted Flakes Fruit Loops.
What would you call that 7 and 6 mixed together? What number would that be?
Sex, bro.
Oh, fuck. I wasn't even thinking that. I set it up, you knock it down.
If you're your 555, then I'm inward for the retard.
Than long division for a computer. Because take ain't for fev fun fun.
No, I like this. I like these are new numbers.
Long division humans is different than long division for a computer. Because take ain't for fev.
Shouldn't
fun,
it be thrate? Thrate, thrate. I feel like thrate would make more sense.
For instance, 8 or Friv. Terrence Howard. So they're like, okay.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Ain't a Frory Favo funny fun. Dig a forn non fee.
I like
one
this.
One twee scat. But to get that, you have to do forn non fee into ain't fror fev. Find out what the difference
fev
is.
Fev is also a 7 and a 5.
It should be thrive.
Oh my God.
I guess it's really a 5 funny. First.
This would, it's also a 5, 3, and a 7.
This would be funny if I thought this guy wasn't doing a character.
I mean, I do think part of him's doing a character, but I think part of them is him.
I think this is, you're going crazy.
I think, yeah, I think he's aware enough where, like, he's leaning into it to maybe get some clout or get some clicks. But I think he would be doing this even if he wasn't on his TikTok.
This is 10 minutes long?
It's the type of shit that, like, drug addicts do.
Yeah, I can't tell. Or even, like, Terrence Howard's a great example because I don't think Terrence Howard's playing a character either. He's just fucked up. Yeah, Howard. Although one of the comments is pretty good. We all laugh, but this must have been what the dude that invented numbers sounded like.
Yeah.
Wait, who said that?
Just someone in the comments.
Yeah. Okay.
If Terrence Howard's like, 1 times 1, where is Fry? Answer me this, Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan.
Pull that up, Jamie.
Elon Musk, like, interesting.
And then add a fun. So for humans, we isolate what knowledge we know. Mm-hmm. We ignore what knowledge we cannot compute until once we've isolated what we know and done the local division,
yep,
we do a subtraction, and then we absorb what we did not, what we were ignoring.
This is kind of off topic, but it just reminded me of it.
Everything is off topic from this. There's no way to be on topic with this video.
One of my pet peeves, but I always get sucked into this hole, is, and this is like an engagement bait thing that everyone does. They'll post a equation real quick and be like, do this without a calculator. And it's always something with PEMDAS. But they put it in a way that you can interpret PEMDAS kind of different ways.
Right.
And then I'm always reading through the comments of everyone arguing back and forth of if it's 0 or if it's 50 or whatever. Well, it was like -5 squared or something.
This reminds me of Bam and his Adderall language.
Ooh, thank you, Max. I don't remember. Did Bam have a thing?
I don't remember that on there.
I mean, I know we've had just many run-ins with Bam being a weirdo. I just don't remember specifically what you might be referring to.
They should look into 8008135 or PEN15.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
The important numbers.
Well, is PEMDAS, is that similar to Forb?
Yeah.
I think he's podcasters pointing at PEMDAS right now, and it's right next to Forb and Thraven.
Jeff was doing the thoughtful fingertips touching each other, eyebrows furrowed as he said that.
Gets brought into this.
Yeah, because I mean, especially in PEMDAS, do you put the fun before the floor or after? That's always the part I get mixed up.
I don't remember PEMDAS at all.
Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally.
But what's that order? Mean?
Parentheses, exponents, multiplication, division, the addition, order subtraction. The order of operations.
I think we had that in homeschool. I think we just had.
They taught you about Jesus.
For none fee into ain't for fev is 1.
Jeff really loves this. This is some of the most wholesome, true laughter that I've seen out of Jeff in a long time.
He's so matter of fact about it and nailing all his names.
Yeah, right? Like the fact that he remembers them.
Yeah, this is like earnest Jeff laughter.
On fee is 3 fee 4.
I can't even understand what he's saying because of it.
So the question then becomes, what about 3 fee 4 fee?
Who's on the line?
Yo, guys, it's Max Murder, aka Dr. Max Rebo, PhD.
Whoa! Yo, what up, Dr. Max Rebo, PhD?
Welcome, sir.
Yes, sir. So just a little context, when like Bam was like down bad, he like created this fake like Adderall language, where like he was combining a bunch of different letters and like some obscure ass European language. I think it was like Strigoi or some shit. And just a lot of what this dude is drawing is very, like, similar. It's like they just get into, like, some weird Adderall hole where, like, they're making up a new language and shit.
Here's what I have to say to you, Max. That's not Adderall. That's not Adderall that does that to you.
What is it?
25 balloons of threat.
You know, that's true. I got to step my drug game up, but you guys have a great night. Obama.
Hey, thanks, man. And thank you, Chat Martin, PH motherfucking D, for the super chat, brother.
Ooh, a lot of doctors in the house today. This guy, Max.
My intelligence is being threatened right now because of all these doctors. I feel like a dummy.
Oh, we need five queebs of
fentanyl. We're going to take the fun into our consideration.
That's just five with a line.
But the
in it.
Fun with a pen and paper doing long division doesn't exist. We need devices and games and apps. I want to do long division like this. I want localized questions like what foreign nun fee subtracted from ain't for fev is. I want that to be asked in a computer setting. And I want
We're only a minute 50, a minute 51 in a 9 minute video. Let's skip ahead.
Well, it turns out this gets more attention.
The poo god?
I don't like that. That is the gaudy. And you discover
go back.
Is Eint. Mm-hmm. So three into Fev Fun Fun is Einto Zvini Zvine. When you take your god, divide by truth, and you discover poop. When you take God and you analyze anything, look at how imperfect and questionable it is. Look at how ashamed we ought to be. Look at how disgusting our truth is.
You got to lead
God
with the poo god.
Divided by poop, poo god is true god.
Put it on my tombstone. You got to lead with the poo god, James Scampoli.
You can't. I've learned a little bit about algorithms, although I guess this video is doing well for him.
Well, you divide poop first, right? It's PEMDAS.
Yeah, exactly. Don't put the poo god 5 minutes into your video.
Hey, but we're talking about it.
Yep. Who's on the line?
Yo, it's me, Terrence Howard. I think he has a point.
Thank you. You know what?
If you can't do an
Thank
impression,
you,
don't
Terrence
try. Hi, it's me, Terrence Howard.
Oh, what a great call.
That's 20K, guys.
Thanks, man.
Poo God, indeed.
That's the epitome of a good call.
Yeah. Trying to see, is he going to be greedy? All right, I wasn't sure because sometimes people hang on the line, they get greedy.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. But hey, there's always more time, Jim. Yeah.
Fun divided by three is Zvine. Which is more profound? Well, it turns out this gets more attention.
Which is more profound, Zvine or Poo God?
You skipped too far ahead. I'm lost.
Poo God, like, really catches my eye.
So you're saying the Poo God is more profound than Zvine?
Absolutely.
Jeff?
I mean, I'm curious. He did Poo God in bad font, though, so I think that's like...
Well, the Poo looks like an afterthought. Like, he looks like he wrote God, and he's like, you know what? Poo.
Yeah. Wait, lowercase g, that's disrespectful.
I'm also Team Zvine.
I don't like that. That is the gaudience. The gaudy, exploitative, selfish audience that has captured me and I want a divorce from. So those people can take a hike. But what about the genuine audience? Well, I would say the audience that I value is a most peculiar group. Audience.
Look what he did there.
It only took seven times writing the word and he got there.
Is that Sev is nothing, right? Sev doesn't mean anything in English. Uh-huh. It's only a zero in the tens and a seven in the ones.
All of a sudden, he's like, this is all bullshit.
What
this
the
doesn't...
hell is this?
Yeah,
why were you laughing at this?
He quickly wakes up. What am I doing? Where am I?
This is
Please,
a
somebody help me. I don't know where I am.
I was riding a bike, and then...
Now I'm talking about Sev?
He's thinking, who's that? Who's that man? Oh, my God, it's Amir.
Well, this is the right kind of brain damage on there. You could be a serial killer, or you could just be making queeb.
That's true. Yeah, because who was that kill? We talked about a killer that just, like, banged his head a bunch of times and became
a serial killer.
The most recent one is the Night Stalker.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
And its own symbol, if you accept the oddiness of my audience for this kind of content. Zvate is two times.
Do you think there are people that watch enough of this where all of a sudden it just clicks and you're like, this is all, I could see it now. It's like when you were looking at the Matrix and you could see the code.
I mean,
all of a sudden you're looking, oh, that's Sev. That's that's audience.
Remedy H is one of those people.
Oh,
he
yeah. Remedy H
saw
is awesome.
Enough stuff where it was like suddenly like, oh, I get it. And then he became Remedy H. Someone's going to watch this and become this guy's Remedy H.
Did they take his channel away?
I hope so. Sure he was a villain.
Remedy H?
Yeah, Remedy H.
True. Oh, he did what is it you call will you kill your whole family?
No, he's still out there. He's still out there. He's got 46,000 subscribers.
Right? Which is 3 times 3. So 6 times 3 is Zvate. But Zvate times 3rd?
Well, what the hell are we going to do with that? He forgot. Let me do the mental math real quick.
I haven't seen such pure joy in Jeff's eyes in maybe a year or two.
Well, yeah. It is great how, like, to Jeff's point, like, the guy really keeps that, like, rational, like the conversational tone in which he's the matter of factness of
like
what
he's
saying.
He's literally teaching like on the board at school. And then he's like, but then we got Thrine over here. What the heck do I do with Thrine? Well, here comes Ulp.
Is it Twar Fort? Why can't I train on that?
I'm so good. I got to do it on paper. I can't do it in my eyes.
Knife Skine is prime. But who would want a Knife Skine in this universe?
So this is going to kill him. Jeff's going to die of happiness.
Is Want Knife Skine 119,569 is Want Knife Skine.
I love having prime. Like a long word for a very specific number.
All right, well, we got the Knife Skine.
So how do we get meaning out of this? How do I get
my favorite German black metal band is Ont Knife Skine.
I want to take
what the
third? Blankies of my audience that don't consider themselves odd, and I want to expand
oddiness. I like that.
So they can join my audience. So I can flush the Gaudians out of audience cool capture.
Yeah, how do you believe like some magic TikTok guy anymore. Lives in the it sky?
Yeah, what, some guy with a big white beard or something? Come on.
It's a site, and it does not love me. I've made $0 on it, but I've made a lot of sense. Froar is 44. Mm. And this
wordplay.
Four
now I like
44.
Him.
You could just see it. Even though it's crooked and inexact and unbeautiful, everything that we say can be boiled down to something true if you devote yourself to a wholesome future. It is possible. And we absolutely must re-engage.
Now he's getting like poetic.
Yeah, this guy's like a lamer version of the Illusion.
3 times 30 thrine minus 5 n+3/Audiness.
Thank you, E-Rock.
Not bad. All
pretty
except
good.
That.
Pretty good.
Engage. And it's also a measurement.
Oh, engage.
Oh, I was worried about what he was about to write.
Engage.
Uh-oh.
Gage. 2 times 2 times 2 times 1. Zvix. I guess that's a 9. I think that's a 9.
It is. I love when he's confused by his own thing. I love when he gets lost in the thing.
I don't know. I think that's the Slipknot.
I hate to belabor, but I've rarely seen this much joy. I'm like a proud father.
3 times 1 minus 1 would blow this dude's mind.
I'm like watching my daughter walk down the aisle, just watching Jeff watch this video.
Watching a child bet.
That's an ain't. Or is it a threat? I think it's a thrite.
Let's go with thrite. Oh, that's just long
division.
That's just where it ends.
That's good. I need more mumber stuff.
4 a.m. I've been up hours. And
fun becomes fucking friends.
I'm not going to name names, but I got dumped over text tonight.
Oh, no. Who would dump this?
Who would start dating him? That's the most shocking part.
Ladies, we got a promising young bachelor here.
I got dumped over text. It's him writing text to himself.
Yeah.
That I had sent money to, shirt to, flag to.
Oh, that's the relationship. He was just sending to most likely a guy that was sending him AI pictures, and he was buying T-shirts and sending money to him.
Check it out. I sent this guy pictures of fucking Pokemon, and he keeps sending me American flags.
That'd be quite a racket. There must be people that their living is just pretending to be women online and just getting gifts and stuff sent to them.
Drinking Indian men all day.
Ghosting them after a week or two.
Oh, I love poop.
Supported yeah, all. Ghosting them, knowing that they're down and coming to them as a new girl.
Yeah. Hey, I saw that you've been having a hard time. If only someone would send me a shirt.
Yeah, if only I had an iPad, I could talk to you more.
What hurts the most
on and offline?
I want to send you pictures, but my phone's been acting weird. I just kind of got an old phone.
I've sent a new one.
Thought we were friends, but because he doesn't want to be associated with me, I have to rethink that. Maybe he's not as friendly as I was being. Maybe he didn't want my friendship. Man, I tell you, man, yuck, yuck. But, like, his problem was that I had revealed something that he had said was to be private.
Uh-oh.
And I think that's my problem, is that I am a wiretapper. It's a felony. Do not trust me with your secrets. Do not have secrets.
Do you still think this is a character, Mike?
Yeah, I do.
I don't think so, dude.
I think that this is cementing that it's a character because...
I think this is good old-fashioned mental health.
Yeah. Mental illness on display.
Yeah, mental illness.
I think that this is actually more performative than the last video.
Oof, I don't know. I'm going complete the other way.
I think,
dude,
Jim, if you pointed a camera at me in 10 seconds and said, Mike, be this guy, I'd just say whatever I'm thinking, and I'd kind of like... look down and act a little like and
you wouldn't nail it like this.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not saying I necessarily could like nail it the exact same way, but I'm saying that's what he's doing. I'm saying that anyone can just say
the
first words that are popping into their mouth and then point a camera at themselves.
I can see. I like that you have that point of view because I like that we can kind of have the discussion. But yeah, I'm going the other way more and more. I was more with you before. But now I'm like, uh-oh, this guy, it's almost like it's abuse watching these videos.
it's hard, like, because, like, a faking mental illness like this is like when people try to do, like, Trump impressions. It's, like, really actually hard to do it right.
Or there's that, I mean, we always reference this, and I don't know if we've been able to even find the video again, that guy in court that was trying to pretend to be, yeah, he was trying to... He murdered someone, and he kept being like, rah, rah. Like he really...
He wanted them to call him crazy. He's just growling like a dog.
Yeah, literally, he would just be the most calm guy. He would start drawing out some numbers on there, and they're like, all right, this guy's insane. Give him the key to the city.
Be good. Be simple. Be wholesome. Share your wealth. I have given out money to people, and I still have rent for next month.
Yeah, I see these people at open mics.
How can I complain if perhaps...
That's going to be a great breeding ground because it's like you have that... The lack of self-awareness gives you this like confidence that you shouldn't have.
It's most of it. Yeah, it's like a lot of it. And, people that are... Yeah, they go up there, they hear people laughing at them and they think that's laughter.
Oh, shit.
On there. And yeah, or they hear nothing and they're still like, oh, keep it pushing.
Yeah, keep going.
I think the craziest thing about this is I can picture leaving this message, but can you imagine waking up at Ofti Frore and then leaving this message?
Right. No way.
That's the
craziest
part.
Starting Ofti Frore?
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, it's Ofti Frore. Time to leave him, make a crazy video.
Well, yeah, he has to use like two or three different captions to make his numbers.
Oh yeah.
And he really should take like the white pen and then like get rid of some of the lines so it connects.
Yes, yeah, like really have to it must suck, you know. We talk a lot about like inclusion and stuff like that. It must suck for him because like no one has his numbers anywhere. He can't even like change his keyboards or nothing.
Yeah. He has to look in the mirror to get representation.
I sent a lot of money to was to reject me. It might emotionally hurt, but I'm a man. I don't have emotions. I'm emotional enough to be non-binary. I'm stuck being a man. It's not my preference. I'd prefer to be a fucking robot, man. Some kind of dragon robot. 4E4 has turned into 4E Fricks because 2 minutes have passed.
I love it.
And 4E Five went right on by without getting noticed. That's most of the minutes of your life. You don't notice.
This guy rocks.
For most of your life.
You don't notice time. You don't notice all the numbers you don't know.
I think this.
Yeah, Andy Cav in the chat, Dragobot energy is a thing now. Hell yeah, Dragobot.
What are those types of rappers you hate, Jeff? The white guys that they're cerebral?
Conscious rappers?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes. I think that's all this guy is. I think that he's a conscious rapper, but he's doing a bit, and that is like those two things combined is what makes what's made this character possible is taking pretending to be crazy and being a conscious rapper creates this character.
I do think he's a conscious rapper in the same respect that like a lot of conscious rappers are retarded. Like they think they're being smart, like the way they talk, but everyone can like see through it immediately. But I think this guy just does think he's being intelligent, and he drops a few gems here and there.
Yeah. I don't think this guy's been conscious of much of anything for a long time.
Well, like, you know what Johnny Depp like explained? Like, oh, well, I created Jack Sparrow by mixing fucking that guy from the Rolling Stones with so-and-so. I think that's what this guy did. He was sitting there going, how do I get money on TikTok? Oh, I'll mix a conscious rapper with a fucking like red pill weirdo, and this is what you get.
Tom McDonald?
Well, Frothy's asking, how is this a conscious rapper? I just think, like, you can hear that the guy's trying to be, like, wax poetic a little bit. At least for him. Yeah. You know what I mean? And he almost did kind of hit a few points somewhere between, like, Fruity Fruff and Fruity Froth.
Fricks is followed by Frev, and then Freight, and then Frine, and then Fift, and then perhaps Fun. I got a text saying that one of my videos pointing out how cool Fun is, 51, had no fun in it. There was no fun there. And I was like, I really wanted to reply 51, but I didn't reply.
Dude, can you imagine if you would have? Oh.
Yeah, let's skip ahead.
Oh. I mean, he's like laughing at that like it's a joke. This guy is not in on it. Like,
yes,
I wanted to say 51.
Who's on the line?
Obama. So, Mike, I just got to say, like, to even have this idea, you have to be a little crazy. You have to be. To even have this number theory.
Or genius.
Part of you has to be. Something off.
I don't know. Maybe if they were, like, completely unique numbers, but just combining two existing numbers and then the word is just those two words combined.
Honestly,
I think
if it's
this is a character and you guys are giving him too much credit.
If it's a character, then I'm even more impressed because it's an amazing character. Like, if it's a character, I usually hate people doing characters, but if he sat and made all his own numbers, I'm like, fuck yeah. That's like Tolkien making Elvish and
but
shit.
But he did, but Elvish letters aren't just like two actual letters overlapping.
Yeah, because Tolkien wasn't insane.
Yeah, no, this is... He's the combination of Tolkien and the gif of the writing that turns to fire.
Ooh, Gunna?
Yes. It's a gif where someone's writing with on a piece of paper and fires because they're writing straight fire.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm
and
sorry,
it's just
Nick.
Like a five
I just,
that looks like a three.
I think this guy is very aware of what he's doing and that it's a character.
Well, let's see how far back this goes.
You need to open your third eye, Mike, because this is what you would write if you took Wormwood.
That's what he's saying. We need to get Mike on Wormwood.
Yeah, you need to get on Wormwood, Mike.
Throck. It's 31. Throck. is 41. Skuck, 61. Zvuk, guck, 81. Nuck, 91. The fact that you can do that in your brain so easily and create within your mind and imagination a universe where those symbols are adhered to and honored and built into consensus.
This is deep shit.
It is fun.
Quips.
You don't even believe what you're saying.
Yes, I do.
You don't even fucking buy your own
It's
bullshit.
The realest shit I ever wrote. Let's see. How far back does this go? Dude, there's a lot of these. I like how there's ones that have text like covering everything.
Uh-huh.
A lot of these have no views, basically. Let's see.
That's key, too, with mentally ill people. They'll do it no matter what.
Well, it's funny
I would say
scrolling.
That's also online people trying to get a presence, though, is you just keep going until one of them hits.
But I think you'd give up. You'd swap out some characters. Although it's funny if we go through all of these and it's really only like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Because it's like 50 a day.
That's what Blue does.
Yeah. Max Murder. Did it read yours, Max Murder? What's this dude's name? Dude kicks ass. It's like Chowbot. Chaobet or Chowbet. All right, is this his first one?
Chaobet.
Perfect.
DF GIJKLMNO. Oh no, oh no. Chaobet.
Look at the pupils.
F G H J.
I like how we're seeing the beginnings of the wall too.
N P Q R.
He only has the little scribbles on the wall.
S U V W X Y Z.
Well, that's the golden ratio when Turk goes into Quevin.
W V U S R Q P N M L K J.
He's just making this off the fly.
No, there's a rhyme and a reason to it.
I am chaotic. I have alphabetic. I have theoretic. I have arithmetic. News to share. Zotanin A to Z.
He's a musical fan, Mike. You like musicals?
B C D E F G H I J K L M N O P R S T.
This is going back to December 2023.
Giving me content back instead of just asking, what is this? Try a question with specifics. I am here for my terrific. But maybe that's too heady. And the poo grabs something of value and just runs. And tries to get into its little den. And in Grizzly Man,
you know what
succeeds.
I was thinking of recently, too, is our Titanic on VHS guy.
No, that's, I feel like this is that guy.
I wish.
I think that they're the same. They're very aware of what they're doing.
If it matters,
this is absolutely not so.
Yeah, no, I completely. I mean, I'm glad you have the point of view because I do think we there's points either way. But yeah, I'm completely on like
just a mentally ill guy
pharma,
with a TikTok account.
Yeah, like whether this be just is something. Well, it's a combination, like. This could be what his meds do to him as well, or...
There was another guy in that video is up on the left. Keep going.
Was there?
Yeah, who's that? That's his dad?
That's his dad?
Playing mobile games at his dad?
He's playing League of Legends.
A micro app.
A few other out there, and maybe those that would be somebody more like-minded.
Yeah, well, I dig people that are faced, but I'm much more interested in the geometry aspect of things. For instance,
why do these people always have more than one phone?
Let me show you one of my tattoos. I'm going to try and bring the phone around.
One's his Obama phone. The other one's his Biden phone.
Do you see my neck tattoo?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
That is a Rombagon. And that is an MSP, a multiple solution puzzle. A ROM.
Right.
I wish I had a secure house where I could fly a flag and get people interacting with the concept because it is revolutionary.
All right, we get it. I mean, there's deep shit going on. We can't just.
We get it. This guy's a genius.
It's like
foregone conclusion.
It's like Lost or something. You can't just drop in on a middle episode. You got to watch all the videos to get to that video to understand what he's talking about.
Beating that one has an Israel horse. Flag.
What's that?
I just saw that. I guess yeah, we should see what that is.
M U L T I V E R S Z A B Y.
Being farted at defenseless children.
He put a bomb emoji on
it. F G T H J Q K.
Told bro, we geek hard.
You know, arm.
Oh boy, done fried himself.
Bro is geeking and tweaking.
What is bro yapping about? Tweaking. All the comments
of innocent children. Against the forces of evil that are occupying their butts, right? Every piece of poop is billions and trillions of enemy souls just angry that their poop squirming around with the bacteria and the death and the hatred just sneaking through the brown.
All right, we get
and
it. We get it. Poop
they're going
and whatever.
To be farting.
Wait a minute.
I've never been more convinced that this is a character.
No, I'm completely the other way.
You have no awareness.
I'm completely the other way. But yeah, there we go. That's Chayo Bet. We'll check in with him here and there. We'll see what he's up to down the line. Maybe he finds a new character. But Daredevil Deb, of course, since we're on it.
Oh, hell yeah.
And Daewoo said he's never seen Daredevil Deb. Where have you been, brother?
Daewoo says a lot of stuff.
Yeah. I had this one queued up because I feel like we always set up Daredevil Deb.
With the bridge.
Yeah. For people that don't know, she's this old lady and she's Daredevil Deb. She, like, most of her things are kind of goofy, but somewhat impressive. Like, she'll hang off the like the gutter of a house.
Or horrifying and lucky.
Yeah. Some of them are like really basic where she just like walks and like steps on the other side of the hand, like the handrail on the steps and then steps back. But this one, she takes a pretty big jump off this bridge.
And it's clearly like November. Like it's not warm weather.
I wonder if Daredevil Deb has a cameo. Check on it, E-Rock. You know who does have a cameo? Actually, Justin Hawkins. Our boy we talked about in part one.
Oh, boy. Yeah, ready.
It's fun. This is higher than you expect when you finally see it.
So much higher. As you watch her fall, she falls longer than you think she should.
Gotta get the wind right.
There you go.
I like the cameras. Like, well, whatever.
Well, there goes Daredevil Deb.
This is my phone now.
I forget. Did I watch these? I forget. Well, let me see. What is this? Oh, yeah. Kristen sent me this, actually. She's just on the side of the stairs to slide down. Like, slowly.
The guy trusts Dan.
Where would they have? Is she in like Atlantic City or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I was wondering. She's at a casino somewhere and she's next to the steps, just on the slope there. She's just sledding down on her butt very slowly. Let me see. There's some other new ones, I think.
She's doing like the Tom Cruise stunt where she's hanging off the side of a plane as it takes off.
Oh, she's at like a splash pad?
No, I think she's in a fountain she's not allowed to be in.
Obama. Daredevil Deb jumps Springfield Gorge next.
Hell yeah, Max. I like how these she kind of half... Well, I guess it's kind of half-assed because it's like she's just like standing somewhat by. Oh yeah, there's a fountain show going on.
She disappears into the mist. We never see her again.
And this is just filming on a different phone.
Daredevil Deb fell off.
No, what I like is when they're like anticlimactic, like nothings that she does.
I want
want you, I need you, oh God. Just knocking things off counters. These beautiful things that I've got. Was that her shitting in a field?
I think she was on some sort of like, I don't know if it's like a triathlon, like, because it looks like she's in some sort of obstacle
but
course.
But her pants look like they're pulled
But yeah,
down.
I don't know. Did she shit herself? Now she's on like a fucking glass roof, though.
Yeah, look, her pants are pulled down.
Oh, yeah, she's just shitting in
she's
a field.
She's just shitting in a field.
But yeah, it must be in the middle of a race, maybe. She had to piss.
Can you imagine if you're doing a Tough Mudder and you're like crawling through like barbed wire that's shocking you, and then like you realize you're crawling through an old woman's shit?
And now she's on a mall, a glass ceiling at a mall. What else did she have?
Daredevil Deb scares the hell out of me.
Yeah, Daredevil Deb. I like when she just does like nothing ones.
She's wearing a clown outfit over her coat. She's like a parka with a clown.
Yeah, she fucking oversold it.
It'd be funny if she like slides into that fishing hole, slurps her up, she's just gone.
Way to go, Daredevil Deb. Yeah, I think that's all that Daredevil Deb's up to. What happened with fucking Haley Joel Osment got arrested?
Yeah, all I know is that it happened. It's sort of like for possession or like intent to just redistribute or something?
No, I think he was just publicly wasted.
Wow.
Unless, I mean, maybe there was something with distributing drugs. I don't know. Maybe, or maybe he just had a lot of drugs on him.
Yeah. An unidentified controlled substance.
We're talking about Sora from Kingdom Hearts himself? That seems impossible.
What's going on? I'm being detained by these guys.
Okay? It's so funny how he's at like a ski resort, but he's got the GoPro on his helmet.
The poker sweatshirt.
That's great. The ski patrol got him.
Hell yeah!
I'm trying to walk back. Obama.
If Deb was on plane, she would have prevented 9/11.
Absolutely, Mark McGovern. She's a hero. She's a Canadian hero, though.
He lunged at the bartender. Okay. We were very nice and calm.
Oh, okay, they are saying what he did. He lunged at a bartender.
Okay. I was trying to
walk back. If he wasn't skiing, he just put the helmet on.
Yeah!
We were very nice and calm.
He's like that Yeti at ski free, just hiding behind trees, and then chasing you as you ski by.
I see dead people.
I mean, this is like... I mean, I guess I don't know what this would be, because this is not just drunk, right? Because he's like a special kind of fucked up. There's like four people holding him up.
Well, it says public intoxication and possession of an unidentified controlled substance.
Yeah, probably pills and shit mixed with being drunk.
So when they say that, are they just trying to protect him by not saying what drug it is? Or are they kind of like, we haven't seen this on the streets before. This is some brand new shit.
Yeah.
This is like the fucking, the Riddler's... The Riddler's gas. Yeah.
I think that this isn't actually Haley Joel Osment. This is Haley Joel Osment's nobody pretending to be Haley Joel Osment. This is actually Yalhe Joel Otmens. That's a Kingdom Hearts. Kingdom Hearts joke. Kingdom Hearts joke for all you. There's an X in there somewhere.
Well, you nailed it.
Thank you.
Haley Joel Osment, famous for Kingdom Hearts.
He's literally the voice of Sora.
Right. But.
Okay.
My suggestion would be to stop resisting because it's an additional attack.
Yeah, it just breaks the cuffs.
What's your name?
I'm being attacked.
Your name is.
What's the problem, man? I'm being attacked.
I'm just trying to ski.
Relax, police department.
Or actually, wait, back to what I was saying. So, was that. Or is it a pill and he just won't say what it is? Are
probably,
they like, oh, this is a pill?
Yeah.
Hey, what is this pill? And he's like, oh, I don't know. I can't tell. Is that a strat you should use if you ever get caught for
if
pills?
If you have pressed pills, because pills all have numbers and stuff on them too, like real pills. Like, you could just look up what's on the pill by the number.
It's just a peanut M&M. They're not paying attention. Are his pants falling down?
Probably. No, you're not. He's a big scrub, right?
Dude, what if he's got a big honker? What if he's just got a big old hanger?
What's your
You're being detained right now.
I'm being attacked.
Do you have a wallet, brother?
They grab his dick. He's like, pause, pause.
Hey-o! Turns sober immediately.
I'm Ellie Joel Osment. Yeah, right.
Damn it. This is one of those TikTok jackets that has like 1,000 pockets. How are we going to check all these?
Is this your wallet?
This is when you do the reach and grab their gun.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
That's always a fun goof.
You do the thing where like you jump and pull your legs under so now your arms are in front of you.
Yes.
And then you grab the gun.
Yeah. And then quickly grab the gun.
Yeah.
But just say, but then you give it back to him and go, I'm just showing you I could have done that.
Yeah.
I'm just showing you my skills.
I was just.
What's your name? What is your first name?
That's a girl's name.
This is a very simple question. What is your name?
Yeah, but I'm also.
That's not my question. That's great. I am too. What is your name, though?
He's doing the This Is America.
Yeah, he's being a character. That's a great bit, actually. If you're getting arrested, just turn into a retarded character and never break character the whole time.
25 years.
Yeah, never break character until you get parole.
Did he just start doing that?
Is it John? Is it Robert? What is your name?
I'm an American, man.
I don't understand what
this
means.
Is America. Yeah, here we go.
Well, you're under arrest now.
I'm trying to think of it. Well, shit, I mean, do that. I'm trying to think of I've ever been that fucked up before. I mean, I guess I've been wasted as fuck, so maybe.
You got to mix drugs with the alcohol to get there.
Yeah, because I feel like I would at least be able to say my name. I'd probably be a dick or be fucked up. But I'm trying to think if I would just not be able to, like, even understand a question at all.
Not, like, the stream-a-thons probably get you close.
Well, Jeff, yeah. 400, Jeff was, like, the worst I've ever seen, like, you drunk-wise on the show. And you're not even close to this. Or you weren't even close to this.
Yeah, drunk, yeah. I mean, yeah, this isn't drunk.
Yeah.
This is unknown drugs.
I'm an American, man.
I don't understand what
I'm an American.
I'm an American.
But like, if you're partying this hard, are you just by yourself?
Yeah.
Because yeah. Or is it like
the only way.
Or are you with your crew and then your crew sees this happening and they're like, we got to get the fuck out. Because he doesn't even. Usually, you see the drunk videos and there's at least one friend that's like. Just chill. Haley, just chill. Just chill.
The people he showed up with left 2 days ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been like, wandering the mountain.
I won't sleep.
Yeah.
He's been wandering the mountain by himself.
My car's right behind us. Oh, you're right here?
Yeah.
Can you stand up, please? Stand
up. He just goes limp. That's a pro move. Pretend to be a limp retard.
I don't think there's much more here. Like,
wait, there is the guy from AI?
Hey, you got any weapons on you?
Yeah, wait. Are you Fat Mac from Always Sunny?
Yes. All right, we're good. We can sit down. Right,
let's have a seat in the park. Huh? So, left leg up.
And let's put your butt up there. I'm trying to get around the other
one,
side.
One, two, three. There we go. Sit up straight.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, sorry. We're concerned about his health.
One of them's wearing, like, the wacky dreads snowboarding hat. Yeah, you know, the same dude's just kind of like harsh vibe hat. Of the mountain. Yeah, Jester hat.
E-Rock in the chat, 10 beers, Jim. Roxy, it's herbs. This is herbs. He drank a bottle of wormwood.
Yeah. No, of course.
Yeah, Haley O'Jolos is not high. This is mental illness caused by herbs.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
I don't know if they... Because there's another part, but hold on. Yeah, it's on the... Let me pull this other video up. Because this is where he... he calls the cop a Nazi, and then he calls him the K-word.
What's the K-word?
Where are you living?
For Jews.
Where do you live?
Oh, wow.
What's he asking?
Because I'm the police officer who's taking care of you right now. That's why. Taking care of me. Yeah. You're really, abusing me.
You know. You do recognize him, right? That's the actor.
I was wondering when I saw that.
From,
Sixth Sense.
What's the point of this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's
What's
so
the
funny.
Point of these guys doing this
it's
right
so
now.
It's so funny that this is in it, though. I love that.
Hey, everybody, come over here real quick.
I mean, yeah.
Hey. Y'all recognize this?
Yeah, you guys want a selfie with them?
You would have to, though. You're like, yeah. Holy shit.
You know that it was?
That's the kid actor.
I've been kidnapped.
I know. You got about 10 minutes and we'll get you out of the cuffs.
Yeah, you're really.
Yeah, first he says,
are we confirmed? I'm not like questioning the validity of the video. Like, how do people know that's what he said?
I could hear it coming.
You can hear it. And yeah, it's reported.
But okay. Because like, I know that people call cops cucks all the time.
Yeah.
And I was just curious if like it was like people were just assuming.
I mean, I don't think there's because I mean, people have seen. I did look for the raw video, but
I was more just curious.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I love at first he's like, you're going to wish you treated me better. I love when they always get actors on body cam saying something like that. Yeah. Like Reese Witherspoon had one of those, too, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm going to call Bruce Willis and he's going to be pissed.
Try to big time a cop.
I regret this. Good luck.
You're gonna need it. You're locked in here with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's looking like Reacher.
Turns into a found footage where he just comes at the camera.
That's a great mugshot.
Yeah, I was gonna
though.
Say his mugshot's good.
That's amazing.
Was that way later, or is he still fucked up here?
I think he's got to be fucked up. He's like, yeah,
yeah, like enjoying it.
He knows that they're screwed.
Drunken skiing ain't the vibe, son.
God. I hate TMZ. You have to say in TMZ voice, dude.
Drunken skiing ain't the vibe. Arrested on April 8th after cops got a call just for 2 p.m. about an alleged intoxicated individual at the Mammoth Mountain Resort.
Going to say he woke up and took drugs, but I'm stupid. He never went to sleep.
Public intoxication, possession of a controlled substance.
He's on meth and he's like, oh man, I need a little hair of the dog. It just does some more meth.
I need some uncontrolled substance, unknown substance, maybe.
They sent it to a lab so they could determine what it is.
It's the substance.
Yeah.
That's actually his homunculi right there. Yeah. You notice that.
They find the real one.
The DA will now decide whether or not to prosecute the case. Sources familiar with the situation. Haley's been going through it recently. He lost everything in his Altadena wildfire, like many other people.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And he's had many issues with insurance. For instance, he recently found a replacement home, but we're told his insurer denied the claim. This isn't the first time Haley's been arrested for alcohol-related offense. Back in 2006, he suffered shoulder and rib injuries after driving into a brick pillar while intoxicated.
Wow.
Another good mugshot. That time is a motherfucker, though, huh? When you compare him. Because he's like doing the same smile in both, dude.
Yeah. Time makes fools of us all. Even when we're starting as fools.
He pled no contest to one count of driving under the influence of alcohol, one count of possession of marijuana, sentenced 3 years probation, 60 hours of alcohol rehab, 6 months of AA meetings, and a $1,500 fine.
Well, they worked really well.
it worked. And the DA is probably going to be like, eh. I mean, public intoxication, that is kind of like, what are you charging someone with?
He's on
that?
The mountain. He's just a dude.
Yeah, he's just dudes rocking.
Yeah, apparently dudes rocking is illegal now.
Yeah, let him lunge at bartenders or whatever. What did he do? Yeah, did he try and start?
Sorry for dudes are rocking.
If I was a lawyer, I'd simply be like, Your Honor, I'd like this thrown out on grounds of dudes rocking.
Yeah, excuse me, Your Honor, have you ever heard of dudes rock?
Have you ever been on that good cushion, unknown substances?
Oh shit, actually this is a little old at this point, but
it's videos of we landed on the moon.
But with WrestleMania this weekend, wait, hold on, where is it? I gotta find which browser it's on.
Uh-oh, who's it gonna be?
Well, Hulk Hogan's wife put out a video. Oh, yeah.
Hogan's a fucking dude. He's a disaster lately.
Why? What'd he do?
But this is his wife just being a wreck. Here it is. She put out a video on her social media looking like haggard and fucked up and crying about her daughter and her husband. Let me see.
So I'm just...
What? Home by...
Okay, so I'm just home by myself today, again, as usual. I'm okay with most things, but today something hit. I don't know what hit, but...
I think it was somebody's fist into your jaw.
I've been crying. And yesterday I went to try to go have Botox and shit, and they bruised me. Like, I don't know. But it's been 15 or longer years since I got left Hulk Hogan. And
now all I have is my birds.
Yeah. All I have is my hundreds of background birds.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Randy. This is his ex-wife. This is the old Hogan's Knows Best wife. This is Brooke's mom. But, yeah, I mean, I guess this must be a mixture of maybe some booze and narcotics or something to get you to the point where you're going online with this shit. Mm. I mean, I was initially thinking, like, I mean, obviously loneliness is a big part of it. Like, I'm sure she's fairly comfortable. But it's kind of like, all right, every day is the same. I drink wine and I go to bed.
Yeah, that post-unkind master.
And when you look like her and you're getting Botox, like, you know that there's something wrong. And I don't even mean that as a dunk on her, but it's like, you see with someone like Nicole Kidman or something, you're like, oh, she's getting surgery. But it's like trying to retain that, like, existing look she already had. This is a woman that's, like, clearly far gone. Mm. And she's like, what's the point? It's like when your car's like covered in spray paint and scratches and shit, like you take it to get washed. Like, what's the point? And so, like, that's when you know that, like, you're just kind of like probably wallowing.
Yeah, bring this old junker to the dump already.
Yeah, bring it to the Halloween crusher.
Yeah, strip it for parts.
Yeah, evil dies tonight.
It just bruises her face. I tried to shove myself into the junkyard crusher.
The townspeople threw me in the crusher and I got bruised here and here.
I got banned for doing IRL streams from everything. I'm on Kind Master.
Well, this, I think someone just capped it or whatever, but
she's living in the sewer like Michael Myers.
I think this was on her gram, but by the time that it was news headlines, I went to find it. Of course, she deleted it because that's the other thing. Like, you must have the self-awareness of, like, if I post this, like, this is going to be headlines for, like, certain gossip sites and shit.
Yeah.
And I looked like shit. So, oh, fuck. When you wake up, you're like, oh, my God, I posted my crazy crying video. Because I'm sure there's a lot of, like, sad aunties that make these all the time no one sees them.
Well, yeah, and this is probably like Xanax, too. You come, after your Xanax blackout, and you're like, oh, fuck, I look like shit.
Oh, no, I woke up from my Xan nightmare and I posted a TikTok video.
Damn, I'm looking like shit. If I could go uncle. Mode for a second.
She's like talking about how Thrive and Aves are like haunting her. She's got writing all over the ceiling.
My family is in the worst mess. Brooke doesn't talk to us. She's had twins. She got married. She didn't tell us. She had twins.
Damn, what black guy did she marry?
She had a huge fight with Terry. I don't know how that reflected onto me, but she cut me out too. I haven't talked to her for 7 years, almost 8 years now.
That's going to be tough.
Yeah, she's a sad mom. That sounds like a sad mom right there.
God bless Nick.
God bless Nick. Was he still rotten in prison?
Yeah, wait, did he go to jail for that, right? Like, drunk driving or whatever?
I'm pretty sure he went to jail. He might be out, actually.
I was
going to
say, maybe he's out now.
You know what? God bless Nick.
Maybe he's doing DJ Hogan again.
That was with the Nizpiz?
Yeah, the Nizpiz and DJ Hogan. Remember that picture of Hogan in, like, the straw hat?
Well, what's funny is because the Nick Hogan stuff, that's like early Jim and them. I remember we were talking about that. And that kid whose skull got caved in from that car accident or whatever.
Yeah, he almost looked this bad.
Whoa.
Let me see. Yeah, no, I think he only did like 9 months.
Oh, hell yeah. Good.
Vehicular incidents. He was ticketed. Yeah, Toyota Supra crash. A Supra. $10,000 bail, blah, blah, blah. Incarceration. 5 years of probation. Yeah, yeah. He only did a little bit.
He only had to pay $6,000 in fines.
He went in. Okay. He was moved into three. He's in juvie at first. That's right. And then in July of 2008, they moved him to the county jail. And then in October, they released him for good time served or good time credit.
He's in there having a good time. They're like, you know what? You're allowed out. You're partying. You're
the movie
good
Time's coming out. You gotta see.
You're allowed out forever because of Good Times.
Oh, and then something else happened. Okay. Because then he got released early from his probation in 2012. And then in November 2023, he got arrested. He got a DUI again.
Damn.
In the same city where the reckless driving crash was 16 years prior. He got 1 year probation for it.
Yeah, but was he tipsy driving? Because that's not drunk
driving.
Yeah, well,
buzz driving? Yeah, buzz driving's not the same. That's not drunk driving.
Such a good boy. I've never put a Facebook post out like this with my ugly face and my crying face. I have to be honest about what I went through in my marriage with Terry as Hulk Hogan and what it entailed and what it has caused over the years and everything else. He's a complete liar. He is a sex addict.
I think I have another one that has more.
I like how she thinks she needs to convince people that Hulk Hogan sucks and is a liar.
Well,
like,
yeah, Hulk Hogan's...
Everyone's gasping and what? Not the Hulkster I know.
Yeah, he's had quite a fall from grace.
All these horrible things are going on behind the scenes. Yet he marches on. He marches on like, yeah. Oh, I'm promoting my own beer, real American beer. Yeah, look at me. Woo!
Everyone hates his guts and tears him apart for those commercials, too.
A hero, right? Not. Okay, I'm going to give him my face.
Oh, hit him with the fucking knot, dude. Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, Terry Bollea, he's great. Knot.
I've given him more opportunities to come back.
Pink Lemon Egg sounds like she's filming from Animal Kingdom. Yeah, she's with Tom Does Disney. They're both fucked up on a Xan nightmare at Animal Kingdom.
She's about to fucking go backwards on Everest.
And make us a family and try to... I'm sorry, it's so sad.
Terry told me the Yeti was in A-mode. He said they fixed it.
Somebody please explain that. I don't know. It just doesn't get better. I do love living alone.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to be married again after him.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Trust me. But
no, please
I love
marry
my
me.
Animals. And...
She's not like, those aren't Botox like bruises. Like, she works at a coal mine and those are just like all her birds. She's like making sure she doesn't like die.
Gas leak in her house.
She's got coal stains on her face.
My lawyers were in cahoots with his lawyers. They had everything set up where they were cashing in on me. Yeah. Half of my settlement went to lawyers and back into the lawyer pot. And I ended up with hardly anything.
I mean, pretty sure that's like any case, though. Yeah. Any court case where you get money, of course, the lawyers are going to like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
We'll take that. Yoink.
Cahoots.
Shalom.
Hey, you guys want to be in cahoots?
Worked for 25 years for free, basically. And then the settlement that Terry got for fucking another friend's wife behind my back. Yeah. He got $30 million for that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How does that make you feel?
From who?
Gawker, right?
Huh?
From Gawker?
Oh, from Gawker. Okay, but yeah, because the way she pitched it was like, you know, he fucked his friend's wife and got $30 million settlement for it. But yeah, yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I forgot, because that was Bubba the Love Sponge's wife.
He got $30 million for saying the N-word. Fucking winning. Hashtag winning.
It's really just not about the money, though. It's that I've given him the opportunity to try to make things right with my daughter. and try to make things won't talk right to me. With my son. And
let me give
him.
You the. You know what? I'm going to give you the grace to get our daughter to talk to both of us again.
I'm going to allow you this opportunity.
She won't even talk to us.
But yet he's just like, here's a little bone. Here's this little chip. Here's a little something for you. He treats everybody like they're his ex-wife. Here's a little cookie for you. Here's a little cookie for you. Like, we mean nothing to him. I meant nothing to him, even though I earned a $20 million empire with him by 19... I don't know what the fuck we got divorced. 2007, whatever. 2007. We had like a $25 million.
There's nothing better than people just airing out dirty laundry that's none of our business.
So like contextless like, dirty laundry.
You know what? Hey, you're offering it up. I'm going to devour it, okay?
I love trash.
Emo, no, I've not pissed yet. Absolutely not.
Empire. And when I met him, he was in a fucking piece of shit car living in Minnesota with a roommate. He had no money. Okay, yeah, he was in the Rocky movie. Who knew where that would go? Who knew where that would go?
Wasn't he gigantic when he was in the Rocky movie?
Yeah, who would know where Rocky III would go?
Well, that was also him transitioning like, from wrestling to movies.
It's right. Not like how the first Rocky was like a legitimate gamble. Yeah. Like, they're going to make a movie about how awesome it was that Stallone wrote the script, and then he was completely broke, and they offered him a bunch of money to just take the script, and he was like, no. I need to star in it and direct it. Like,
and people thought he was a dummy back then.
Yes, yeah.
Well, you guys misunderstand. He actually helped fund that movie because he was in a car. Because when he was in Rocky III, he was the biggest superstar in the world.
Yeah,
so
right?
Their timeline doesn't make any sense.
Well, what's great, too, is her point. Like, she has no point because she's like, when I met you, you were living with a roommate. But then you have no follow-up of, like, what you did to get XYZ to him being a fucking superstar.
You weren't with me lying in the gym.
Who knew? But, we hooked up before that, and then all of a sudden, it just ignited.
All of a sudden, you had money once you met me.
So it wasn't after that. It was before that. But
nope, all the birds
the
died.
Face out there and know that all these horrible things are going on behind the scenes. Yet he marches on.
I'd be
like,
pissed if I was her too.
You're
married
sucks.
To like a reviled person who is somehow richer than he's ever been because he got mad at someone reporting an awful thing he did.
Well, even if you take that out of it, he'd be rich and successful and famous either way.
Sure.
Yeah.
So no matter what, it's like...
I'm saying that's kind of more even extra personal to her.
Sure. I mean, I'm sure you can get some small satisfaction when he gets booed on Raw or whatever.
Yeah.
But it still hurts because even if... Like, he's completely fucked his legacy as far as like current WWE fans. But you know he's got enough... Fan, like, first of all, he's got enough money no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
And he's still got enough people out there where, like, till the day he dies, he's still going to be immortal Hulk Hogan.
Literally, like, 80% of people love him.
Yes,
like,
it's
just the wrestling world.
But that's still, for him, that still has to hurt because it's like, you were the biggest star. Like, even
the only ones
arguably,
that don't like him are the ones that he wants to like.
The arguably bigger than, you know, when wrestling was huge in the 90s. Like, Hulk Hogan was that thing.
Yeah.
And how do you piss all that away where you still can't... Even The Undertaker can still get cheap pops for just showing up.
Yeah.
Showing up looking like a fucking bum ass.
Yeah.
He came out as American Badass twice.
Yeah. Because it's like... Well, because I don't know if I'm misremembering this, but I swear to God, I saw one time where they tried to play The Undertaker music, but he was still just dressed like a bum ass, and they probably were like, you got to be American Badass. Yeah. This makes no fucking sense.
Yeah, he came out and not as regular Undertaker with the American Badass. I mean, backwards, the Undertaker music, but as like, just like he looked like MMA guy. And then he's come out as American Badass twice since he retired, because I guess only the Undertaker retired.
He's on the motorcycle, but he's like walking it because it's such a long song. He can't like rev it up, so he's like slowly walking it. He's next to it walking
it. He's like a little kid, but he loses it when he revs it.
What's so funny too, actually, because I've been watching Dark Side of the Ring. I love Dark Side of the Ring. But the new season's going on, and what the fuck one was I watching? With fucking goddamn, I'm spacing on the dude's name. Let me pull it up real quick.
Gobbledygooker?
fucking Vader. It was with Vader. Because there's this famous moment where they went to Kuwait, and according to Vader, this was supposed to be a bit, and I do believe him. Like, they're doing an interview on Kuwaiti TV, and they're being interviewed, and the interviewer asks them like about wrestling being fake. And usually when those moments happen, when the guy's like, oh, is this fake? And they like smack him or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, those are kind of good for the business. But for whatever reason, everything Vader did was wrong. And Vader like flips the table over and kind of stands and gets in the guy's face. But Undertaker's there too. And I didn't watch the full clip, but it's so funny because Undertaker's just sitting there staring straight ahead. Because he's like, I ain't getting arrested in fucking Kuwait.
Yeah.
Well, the fuck out of here.
And Taker's kayfabe or die, especially back then. So he's like, shit, I got to be in character.
No, he's just actually
like,
dead.
He's like holding the belt, just like staring straight ahead. Like, I guess Vader's doing this shit.
Yes, Vader's getting beheaded.
That's funny.
American beer. Yeah, look at me. Woo! Yeah, he's such a hero, right? Not.
Okay. Oh, got his ass.
I've given him more opportunities to come back and make us a family and try to. I'm sorry. It's so sad.
Those are paper towels.
20 years and I'm still this sad.
It's even sadder to think that she keeps thinking like he's gonna come back.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Oh, Jesus.
I feel really bad.
Somebody please explain that. I don't know. It just doesn't get better.
Scarecrow, yeah, didn't he fall and split his head open too? Yeah, I think Vader. Oh wait, or I'm watching the Atlas. What's his first name?
Atlas?
Tony Atlas. The Tony Atlas one's funny too because when he's a little kid, he gets like shoved on the ground, and splits his head open. Like he's like blood was like gushing as like a big scar still, but like he ties that into how he's like obsessed with girls' shoes. Mm. And like he likes girls that step on his face and step on him and
weird.
Stuff. But he's like, it's not a sexual thing. He's like, people say I whack off. I don't whack off. I just like when they step on my face.
Okay.
Vader was in an episode of Boy Meets World.
Yeah, they show that too. Yeah. You know who comes off really well in the Vader one is his son, which I didn't realize was Corey Graves' partner back when it was like just becoming NXT from like FCW or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I thought Vader was like mostly regarded as a good guy, you know?
No, he was, but by the time he got to WWE, it was like he was a big guy, but he started getting fat.
He's from
like
a bygone era.
He had a lot of unlucky moments where
Shawn Michaels like ruined his
life. Shawn Michaels hated him. Shawn Michaels would complain about how his mask always stunk and he stunk and
yeah,
shit like
and
that.
Then, yeah, there's that where he jumps off the top rope and steps on his head.
Yeah, they talk about that.
Him like an idiot. And like Vader cried about it later because like Vader's like a really nice guy apparently.
That's a bummer.
I've always heard he's just like a sweet guy that like Shawn Michaels would make cry.
It was between that and then the Kuwait stuff happened and then Vince was like, fuck this guy. Like they just kind of ignored him.
Right. Because I was gonna say his dark side of the ring must just be sad and not like his fault.
I mean, they're still part of like they hint at a little bit of like
drugs.
He's just like every other wrestler where he was always doing drugs and probably smacking his wife around
gambling.
He was probably a good guy, but also like not really a good guy.
Right.
You know? And I mean, to talk about dark side of the ring, everyone, even if you don't like wrestling, you should watch the Mick Foley Hell in a Cell premiere from this season. I think it's well worth a watch either way.
I do love living alone. I don't ever want to be married again after him. Trust me.
I'm married to my 12 birds now.
I love my animals. And,
pretty much.
My lawyers were in cahoots with his lawyers.
Oh, yeah. This kind of, because I just skipped to this video, so we already kind of heard that part.
Wife behind my back. Yeah,
okay.
All right, I didn't know this one. I didn't know this one had the digital media blackmail.
Was this like the Chappelle Roan thing where like she's like, no, get off. I didn't mean to say
I'm crying on Facebook.
Yeah, leave.
Bitch, show me them titties, bitch.
How do I kick him?
I think this is whoever runs this clickbait YouTube channel. Let's see.
He's recording a cameo for us.
Social media, carefully telling her followers.
Oh, hell yeah, he's African.
He's a real disaster, placing much of the blame on ex-husband Hulk Hogan. And how much you say
alcohol gun.
And of course, Brooke doesn't talk to us. Brooke is the daughter.
I was having trouble understanding her. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
The Brooke.
Is that just
it
till the end? All right, it's him till the end.
Let him go. Let him cook.
Yeah, actually, let's hear a little bit more of his summary.
Let him
You're
cook
right.
some goat.
Hard, and of course, she's her twins. She got married and she didn't tell the mother, that is Linda.
Obviously, not daddy up, know, am I right?
Linda has to get a test of her own medicine. You know, she went through a divorce, a very devastating and very messy divorce, you know, with Hulk. And then
this is better than Riff Raff's cameo.
Yeah.
He's walking around the same area.
And decided to cut off all the communication. Later on, Hulk, we saw him marrying in 2023 another lady. And of course, Linda lost all the looks. She lost
all the dogs.
This. What was the point of that? As the video you just saw, let me just to break it down over here.
But then, yeah, Brooke Hogan had to comment on it. She's calling her parents out over allegedly vicious abuse. She penned a lengthy Instagram statement Wednesday after her mom, Linda Hogan, tearfully blasted Hulk Hogan over their family's rift. Linda blamed the professional wrestler for their daughter cutting off contact. Brooke set the record straight on the concerning footage by addressing the tip of a very large iceberg. Let me see. Do they have... What I'm about to say is not pointed at either person. It is my own personal truth, and you can do your own math.
Ooh, I love personal truths.
I've been extremely verbally and mentally abused since childhood, Brooke claimed. Sadly, it would frequently turn physical, and sometimes it's not by the person you would assume. Abuse comes in all shapes and sizes.
Sometimes he would beat me so hard I thought he was tired and exhausted. But, and then he would get up and he would start beating me again.
We found a second win.
But yeah, I mean, that seems like she's hinting that her mom was the one that was beating her up.
Yeah, I think that's what he's saying. He's like, yeah, you assume it was scumbag Hulk Hogan.
Well, she was always trying to beat Brooke up because Hulk wanted to fuck her so bad. I don't know if you remember the show. He was always like just oogling his own daughter.
Completely separate reasons for going no contact with either parent, and the estrangements have nothing to do with each other.
I like that only Brooke got the tall jeans.
Each individual on their own has given me more than enough reason over the years to make this extremely hard and painful decision to end contact. The former reality star broke down the alleged abuse she suffered, from berating and vile text messages, public reamings, to blatant lies and manipulation, referring to herself as a pawn. She concluded by requesting the chance to enjoy what's important, the life and children she worked so hard to create and protect, without injecting any more poison into it. I mean, I guess good for her. She was like, I'm just not going to be a part of this situation. I'm just going to go start my own family.
Yeah, it was good for her. She had two babies with the world's ugliest man.
Yeah, he looks like
Rob Schneider.
He looks like the fucking guy from Barry. I don't know if you guys watch Barry.
I don't.
There's the guy that's
I've seen that guy.
The like no eyebrows, shaved head guy. But although, I mean, I guess to be fair, remember when they were trying to shove her down our throats as like a pop star and all that shit?
That was the whole show. Yeah. And she was very bad.
And then after that, Hulk Hogan, I mean, I guess maybe this was addressing the video.
Great photo.
But no, Hulk Hogan and his current girlfriend put up some reel of them like eating popcorn, and everyone's like, oh, he's reacting to her video.
That's pretty good.
So, I mean, I guess maybe it was like subliminals. Shots fired.
It's a crazy way to respond.
That's a funny way if you're just like, crazy bitch. I'm doing the mic.
Yeah, maybe it's there's validity to it because they took it down. Or maybe he's like, oh, shit, I guess I should take that down. Everyone thinks it's a response to Linda.
Oh, no, everyone hates me. And now they're continuing to do so because of this new thing I did.
But yeah, it was essentially this, but in video. They were just wide-eyed, and then they would just be eating popcorn. And a lot of people are syncing it up to videos of Linda crying and complaining about all the divorce and all that shit.
Jesus.
So there you go. I mean, I guess we're past the point of them rolling out Hulk Hogan anymore at the WWE events, right?
After the first Netflix on Raw, when they brought him out and everyone, like, that, they brought him out like a face.
Yeah.
They brought him out with Jimmy Hart, like, they were trying to make him seem like, hey, look who's here. And that stadium, like, everyone was booing him.
Yeah.
And like they still had a couple commercials. I'm sure they had some advertising deals, so it's not like you can just stop. But I don't think he's getting... I think they know that if they bring him out, he's getting booed. So the only reason you bring him out is to get booed.
As if, yeah, if they want to bring him out as a heel or something. Yeah. Let me see. Before we finish up here, is there anything else real quick? Actually, I mean, since we're talking about celebrities and their cases, I didn't realize that Soulja Boy was up, or he just had a case.
For what? Embezzlement?
I think sexual assault.
What?
No, that's not the Draco I know. Isn't it called himself Draco, right?
Yeah, Young Draco.
Young Draco.
Nailed it.
I mean, how...
Forever young. Look at this guy.
Well, it's also because we always say this, like, he was like 5 years think old about the verdict. When he got popular. So we think of him as like he should be like way older than he is.
Well, that's even similar to... I mean, he must be in his 30s at this point then, right? Because Chief Keef is like 29 now at this point or something. And Chief Keef was like 16... way after we were already like past Soulja Boy.
Verdict. Today, I stand before you deeply disappointed in the verdict delivered in my case.
It's so funny hearing this Soulja because I don't know this Soulja at all.
We haven't heard this one version.
Eloquent Soulja? And look how big his phone is.
And his lawyer was smart enough. Well, because he's got that stupid keyboard case.
Oh, the click?
So he's got the Max, but he has the case, which makes it even bigger.
He's got like this phone, but with the click case.
Yes. Because I saw a video he put up that was like first rapper with the keyboard case. And I was like, that's not a flex, dude.
They've been selling that for like 3 years.
Yeah. And, but like, I like that, you know, his lawyer or whatever had the foresight to be like, look, just read this. Don't do your fucking Soulja Boy, Young Draco shit where you start yelling at the reporters.
Think about the verdict.
Today, I stand before you deeply disappointed in the verdict delivered in my case. I firmly believe that the decision made in court was not based on facts or substantial evidence, but rather on factors that were outside of my control. The truth was overshadowed by the involvement of individuals such as the jury who were not present during the events in question.
And the jury was impressed.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's what a funny point. Defense. Hey, you aren't there.
You wasn't even there. You don't even have a bias.
That's classic. Classic him.
If you were there, you would have already formed an opinion about me.
Let's see. So real quick, he's been found liable for sexual battery and assault, ordering to pay $4 million to a woman who said that he became violent towards her as their once professional relationship turned romantic. I was like an assistant or something like that. She was an assistant over 2 years. Reported by the Associated Press. Month-long trial. The woman said she had started as rapper's assistant. She accused him of physically and sexually assaulting her over 2 years. Soulja Boy, known for songs like Crank That, Kiss Me Through the Phone, Pretty Boy Swag.
Banger, banger, banger.
Our client is pleased with the vindicated by the verdict. Nima Ramani, a lawyer for the woman whose name was not revealed in the proceeding, said in a statement, "Yesterday's verdict is just the beginning of justice for Soulja Boy's victims and a reckoning for the entire music industry."
Shit, are they going to have to like stop selling his video game handheld consoles now?
Yeah.
How am I going to get one?
You gotta get a Soulja keyboard.
Yeah, they're gonna shut down all the drop shipping that Soulja Boy does.
System allow external influences to shape the outcome. Furthermore, the use of Jane Doe as the identity of the accusers raises serious concerns about
fairness. That's awesome.
Keeping these individuals anonymous while I'm forced to face public scrutiny creates an unequal playing field.
That's actually an amazing point.
That's awesome.
I totally agree with that.
I believe this entire process has been tainted by a system that is not designed to protect the rights of the accused. I want to make it clear that I'm innocent. This case was never about justice. It was about money and personal gain. And I would not let that stand. I am committed to filing an appeal and fighting for the truth to be revealed. I will continue to stand by my decision and believe that I did not commit the crimes I'm accused of. Thank you to everyone who has supported me during this time. I promise that I will fight until the end to clear my name and expose the truth. Thank you.
I'm so sorry. Would you mind repeating the first three sentences?
Yes.
Today, I stand before
you
deeply disappointed in the verdict delivered in my case.
I firmly believe
he's
that the
decision
like made
a high school basketball player, but like a girl version.
He does, even though he's older, he does look like a kid in his dad's suit, yeah. Basically.
Not based on facts or substantial evidence, but rather on factors that were outside of my control.
Or maybe
the truth was overshadowed by the involvement of individuals such as the jury who were not present during the events in question. And I feel like the system allowed external influence to shape the outcome.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
No
Hold
problem,
it down,
bitch.
Soldier. Yeah.
Big soldier.
Big soldier, the first one not to pay $4 million to an assistant. First rapper.
Rape?
Damn, yeah. Soulja Boy's 34. I thought
Damn,
he was younger than that.
He's Thor?
Yeah, he is.
He's Thor, and he fucking he's done drugs his whole life. He's looking great.
Oh, man. We're rooting for you, Big soldier.
Yeah, beat that case. He definitely didn't do that.
Someone said that the hood got no love for Soulja Boy.
I've never been more sure that someone committed a crime.
Favorite part of the show?
I mean, watching Jeff watch that numbers yeah. video
was fun.
Yeah, that was great.
I love Thurt. I love Oat. I forget some of the numbers. Quevin.
Yeah, shout out to Chow Bit. Oh, Zenpai. Sorry, that was low, but that courthouse is where my parents got divorced and fought over custody of me.
Whoa.
Hell yeah.
Man, that's cool.
Memories.
Zenpai.
Dope.
Hey, at least they cared about you, right? Or was it just an ego thing? Like, I'll take them from you so you can't have
they
them.
They fight the other way. You got to have them.
They're fighting over who has to have him.
What did we talk about? Oh, we talked about your faves, not having love for Jim and them. Couldn't believe that shit. Not backing up Jim and them when we needed them the most. Shout outs to Corey's Twitter back in studio. Shout outs Justin Hawkins, who he doesn't just know his ignorance. Like, hopefully we can educate him.
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll have us on as well to really school him properly on Corey.
He's walked down the path enough to get to a couple conclusions. He's just still a little in the fog.
What else? We had shout outs to the super chatters, much appreciated. Really love you. Oh, the confirmation of the streamathon, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, baby. 1 month away.
Be on the lookout.
The
yeah, be on the lookout for the link will be up on jimandthem.com where you can help support the streamathon. The more donations we get, that keeps us going. I mean, otherwise, we don't get any donations. We just don't even do it.
At one point in time, one of the years, we were like, I guess maybe the show's just going to be 5 hours long.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Well, I guess it's over.
But,
no one cared.
But we're still a month away, so get excited.
The cool thing is you can donate up to the Streamathon. This is not
through,
one of those,
and through
like,
the Streamathon.
Yeah, it's not like you have to wait till
That's
the day.
That's true. You can save it.
Because you want to front load some to make sure that, like, some hours and, are tacked on, then you can keep it going while you're watching.
And it won't be through Super Chats. I mean, the Super Chats are appreciated, but YouTube takes a pretty big cut, so that's not going to be part of it.
Yeah.
Just to kind of put that out there. But yeah, what else we talk about? Oh, Haley Joel. Gotta love Haley Joel. Being a real dude, being a real real ass. N-word.
Person every day.
N-word, F-slur, retard.
Yeah, like Chow Bet. Oh, man, what a great show we have. Thank you, everyone, for staying up late with your boys.
Oh, my God. I didn't notice how late it was.
What do we got here?
Wow. You know what else I didn't notice?
What's that?
I went to patreon.com/JimAndThem.
Ooh.
And I didn't notice how great it was. I feel like I've been taking it for granted.
Yes.
And you know what? I don't want anyone to make that same mistake. So go to patreon.com/JimAndThem. Do not take it for granted. Not only can you join the free tier and get a bunch of bonus shows that you have never heard before, and just for free, just to find out like what the Patreon's like. But if you like that, you can join officially and get thousands of hours. Like literally,
so much content.
I think it's like we've been on Patreon for like 10 years or something like that. So there's like such an embarrassment of riches on there for you if you like what we do and you want some more stuff. Check it out, patreon.com/JimAndThem. Jim, what are people going to find if they go there now?
Real quick, I do want to say something I forgot for a favorite part of the show. E-Rock Bubbles and Roxy for making that video. Much appreciated. Also, shout out to Chet Martin sending those shirts. But right now, on patreon.com/JimAndThem. We just put up a new Caddy Studs investigations on the Night Stalker. That's our true crime show. True crime through the lens of Jim and Them. Does that sound enticing? It is. It's fun. It's great. We also have movie commentaries. Was it Popeye or was that last month?
Popeye the Slayer Man. Well, yeah, that was the most recent one.
Yeah, Popeye the Slayer Man. We also have a ton of other movie commentaries. You can watch movies with the boys. What else we got? We've got Watch This, where we discuss films that we've watched. We just recorded a new Pitch Storm It Ain't Easy, which will be available shortly. That's where we pull a plot and character out of a hat and we make our own movie.
Man versus Machine version.
Man versus Machine, where then we give the same plot and character to AI to see if they can do it better. Spoilers, they never can.
Never can.
But it's always fun just to see the magic happen with your boys. And that's just a small taste. There's much more, way more than that. And free stuff. If you just want to be a free tard, there's tons of free shit readily available at patreon.com/JimAndThem.
Fantastic. Jim, what happens when people go to showswhatyouknow.com?
Yes, you go to showswhatyouknow.com. I host a podcast discussing television shows with my boy Jacob Belrose, a Swede in Ireland.
Who, if you watch the Streamathon, you will become very intimately knowledgeable about.
Yeah, he'll be hanging. I got to put up our new episode. We recorded this week. We talked about... What the fuck did we talk about? Oh, Last of Us is back. So we talked about the premiere of Season 2. We also talked about some other stuff we were watching. I did bring up Dark Side of the Ring during that discussion as well. Got Dark Side of the Ring on my brain.
Jake texted me the other day, and he was like, ugh, I was watching Last of Us. Remember that weed scene from the game and, and how bad it was? I was like, dude, Jim was just talking to me about that the other day.
We talk about a bunch of other stuff, but yeah, we got shows on the horizon. New season of...
On the horizon?
Yes. New season of The Rehearsal's coming up soon. Of course, Andor Season 2's coming up soon. A lot of exciting things. You can check it out at showswhatyouknow.com.
Fantastic. Jeff Murphy, what is going on in the comedy world that you live in?
Oh, my God. Ryan Gosling just signed on for Space Drive. We're going to watch that on there. Can't wait to see an autistic guy fly at X-Wing. Just follow Jeff X Murphy on Instagram. Buy the merch. Link there. I don't know. Just chilling. Just having a good time out here. Jeff X Murphy on Instagram. Best story in the game. If you love slop, and I know that you do, check out my story. You won't be disappointed. HH Brothers. Hulk Hogan.
Speaking of HH Brothers, my endorsement is WrestleMania.
Hell yeah.
You should watch it on television. It's tomorrow and Sunday. If you already knew that, you're already going to watch it. And if you didn't know it, you're not going to watch it. But that's still my endorsement. I'm endorsing WrestleMania. It's probably been, in my opinion, it's probably been one of the most consistent years, just kind of like top to bottom, of wrestling I've watched in a very long time. So it's like, and it's a really good billing this year. Both nights are pretty strong. I'd argue there's probably like one or two bad matches across 2 days. That's pretty good. So WrestleMania, that's my endorsement.
Hell yeah. Well, on that, I'm Jim.
And we're Them.
And we're out.
Word.